Winter cattle futures led live cattle higher to start the week. Even if the government remains open, market data will continue to be disrupted for a while. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmore. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 29th of January. Recently firm wholesale beef values, near steady cash prices, and continued performance dampening weather helped cattle futures gain some ground Monday, led by feeder cattle. Live cattle futures closed an average of 33 cents higher. After a dime higher in spot Jan, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 70 cents higher. Corn futures closed unchanged to fractionally mixed, while soybean futures closed 1 to 2 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were firm on choice and weak on select, with light to moderate demand in offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was 39 cents higher Monday afternoon at $217.40 a hundredweight. Select was 42 cents lower at $211.61. Calf and feeder cattle prices started the week on a mostly positive note, judging by the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. For instance, through mid-session, all feeder classes were selling mostly $2 to $7 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where an estimated 11,400 head were on offer. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 700 pounds sold steady, and then steady to $3 higher at heavier weights. Heifers sold steady to $3 higher. There are 7,334 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 600 pounds sold $10 to $12 higher at Tri-State Livestock in McCook, Nebraska, where there are 3,222 head. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold steady to $2 higher. Heifers weighing less than 500 pounds traded $5 higher and then unevenly steady to $4 higher at heavier weights. At Russell Livestock Auction in Iowa, steers weighing less than 650 pounds sold mostly steady, but mostly $1 to $2 lower at heavier weights. Feeder heifers weighing less than 650 sold mostly $1 to $2 lower, and then mostly $1 to $2 higher at heavier weights. There were 2,730 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers and heifers sold steady to $3 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, with $5 higher for heifers weighing 400 to 500 pounds. Receipts were lighter, 1,553 head, due to a winter storm. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Monday, basically retracing the upward steps taken in the previous session. Pressure included the likes of Caterpillar and chipmaker Nvidia attributing part of their weaker forecasts to softer Chinese trade. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 208 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 20 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 79 points. The federal government is open for business again, at least temporarily, meaning USDA agencies can begin providing market data. The exception during the shutdown, of course, was price data that continued to flow from the Agricultural Marketing Service. That information is why some livestock economists attribute little market impact to the missing data up to this point. But, in his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says agricultural data has been severely disrupted, explaining numerous crop, livestock, and trade reports were missed in January, which are important for cattle and beef markets. Some of those may yet be published or simply go by the wayside. Specifically, Peel explains, missing from delayed or skipped January reports our monthly crop production, which includes December 1st hay stocks by state, as well as the annual crop production report that will confirm last year's production of corn, other feed grains, soybeans, and hay. Likewise, the grain stocks report that was scheduled to be released provides information about crop market conditions for the current marketing year, while the missing winter wheat canola seedings report provides information about winter wheat pasture. During the shutdown, the world agricultural supply and demand estimates went missing for January, as did actual daily slaughter data and the January cattle on feed report. The January 1st cattle inventory report was originally scheduled to go out the end of this week. Presumably, it will be delayed at the very least. As well, Peel says livestock trade data hasn't been reported and will be important to close out 2018 livestock and meat import and export totals. He adds that detailed weekly cattle slaughter data hasn't been reported since early December, along with carcass weights by slaughter class. He adds that these are important to finalizing last year's beef production totals and to assess the current status of cattle markets, including weather impact. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 29th of January. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.